Jason, it is Veterans Day, and we thank all of our great veterans, and so we've decided to move up the Veterans Call-In Special, normally the last Friday of the month, but that will be over the Thanksgiving period, so we're going to move it up to Veterans Day today. So it is the Veterans Call-In Special, but I've got so much news to cover, a lot of breaking election news, that we're going to kind of shift our normal scheduled transmission around here, and I'm going to do a brief introduction of what to expect now, and then we've also got a couple of great guests I'm going to tell you about. So I've got a bunch of election news that I'm going to get into in the first hour, just all the latest election news, where we're at in Arizona, where we're at in Nevada, what I expect to happen in Georgia based off what I'm seeing now. We'll get into all of that, and then the big, it really is a distraction, but it just shows you where the thought, where the energy has been in the GOP establishment before the midterm elections even took place, and that was just waiting in the wings, chomping at the bit to get Trump. 2015 all over again, and they were just waiting for the midterms to end to kick that into gear, but that's what they've been planning behind the scenes. Not how to win Georgia, not how to win Pennsylvania, not how to win Arizona, not how to win Nevada, how to get Trump out after the midterms. So I'll explain that phenomenon while showing you what we're being distracted from, what the Republicans should be focused on. Notice the Republican establishment, the Republican Party isn't focused on Arizona, not focused on Georgia, not focused on Nevada. No, they're all focused on getting Trump out. So I'll show you what they should be focused on. And then what they are focused on, and that phenomenon of get Trump, and then the DeSantis versus Trump. But then the good angle of this is the current Republican leadership has got to go. And so that is ensuing as well. Then there's some political news that is just quite frankly hilarious. And it's just because now we're getting back into the realm of remembering what a joke the current White House administration is. So we'll have that for you. Also, some geopolitical news, some cultural news. The climate change activists are at it again. They're going completely wild. There's some news regarding Elon Musk and what's going on at Twitter. There's also a big cryptocurrency story happening right now, and that's not one of the subjects I like to get into here, and I don't think it's a big subject matter for this audience either, maybe a certain percentage of it. But I will just say, because I probably won't mention it again, I'm not really the crypto guy, I'm not really the crypto expert, so just kind of digging into this, not going too deep into the weeds because I don't want to get confused, but basically, it seems as though whatever's going on with the latest crypto story where cryptocurrencies are crashing and then there were these other crypto holders or whatever that are getting investigated and wronged investors. And so it's all of this stuff going on. Whatever the exact details are, here's the meat and potatoes. Now the Biden administration is using this to come after crypto and the idea of crypto. So I'm not going to get much into the weeds as far as the details that have led to this, because I'm not the crypto guy, and I don't think this is the crypto crowd, but I will tell you with a little bit of this coverage that the White House is now coming for cryptocurrencies. And so some people believe the whole thing was a setup, but we'll show you what the White House is saying later on. And then, oh, more people dying from the vaccine. They don't want you to know about it. It's just ongoing. And here's what I am going to do. Since we're talking about 2024, I will show you where we stand right now, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or somebody else throws their hat into the ring. I'm going to show you in the 4 o'clock hour. So in the second hour today, I'm going to show you exactly where we are at heading into 2024 and what it's going to take to get Biden out. And if we don't understand this and we don't go after the key areas like we swung and missed on in 2022, there is no chance a Republican president will be in office in 2024. That's all coming up, plus great veteran guests and callers.
Ready to pay up? Here, put it in our Alex Jones was wrong jar.
I've got just over $1 billion at this location. It's yours.
Journal with Harrison Smith.
The Alex Jones Show. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, November 11th, 2022. It's Veterans Day. And so we're going to do a Veterans call-in special today on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Quick programming notes, and then I'm going to get right into the news coverage today. Not a second to waste on the election news. Getting into the election news in the next two segments, we have Taylor Hansen joining us in the segments after that. He got arrested and kicked out of an event for free speech, First Amendment journalistic activity, asking John Bolton about how the U.S. government lied about wars, lied to get U.S. citizens to go to war and die for war. And so he gets removed from the event. And so we're going to be talking to Taylor about that. And maybe some of the veterans that call in later can weigh in on how they feel about John Bolton, or maybe how they feel about Taylor's activities. My guess is they would probably support them, but we will find that out. Our veteran guest in the third hour is going to be Frank Kavanaugh, and of course we'll be taking your calls throughout the second and third hour from our veterans. You will get the priority. You will go to the top of the line if you are a veteran, and we usually only take calls from veterans on these shows. In the second hour, at the beginning of the second hour, I'm going to break down where the Republicans stand right now as far as 2024 is concerned. And if they aren't addressing the issues that we just saw in 2022, there might not be any chance for a Trump or DeSantis campaign to get into the White House. So I'll explain that coming up as well. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but to really clearly see the obstacles that lie ahead if we want to get in America first, if we want to get a freedom-loving patriot into the White House. And I've got some video clips. So loaded today. But let's get into the recent election news as I'm still monitoring what's going on in Arizona. I'm still monitoring what's going on in Nevada. These are really your consequential states right now. My opinion on this matter hasn't really changed. I think Carrie Lake could still overcome her deficit to win. I don't think Blake Masters could. Fincham and Hamadeh maybe have a chance to get the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. We'd like to see all four of those great candidates in, but three would be a big success. But all playing from behind right now with all kinds of shenanigans happening in Maricopa County, of course. And then in Nevada, Laxalt still ahead by a very tiny margin. And I mean, this one is coming right into a dead heat, folks. I mean, we're talking, it's definitely probably going to be less. It's going to be less than 10,000 of a margin between Laxalt and Casto. And I mean, right now, Casto is gaining ground, but with very little time remaining. So we're talking about a photo finish as we near the finish line in Nevada. But of course, what did we see? Now, I always trust my gut and trust my instinct, but what I've also learned over time is to trust the experts. And that's not everybody who just claims to be an expert, but experts from what I've experienced, like Roger Stone. And Roger Stone has always had some of the best political analysis, specifically when it comes to elections, above anybody else. And so when people compliment me on that, I have to give a lot of credit to Roger Stone from what I've learned following his work and what I've learned from his coverage over the years. And so he said, in Nevada, you need to look out for Clark County, which he was definitely right about. But it was in Washoe County where we really ended up seeing the shenanigans. And so this is where the threat looms now. This was tweeted out at 11 a.m. This statement was made by the official Washoe County at 11 a.m. yesterday. We know that our election live stream cameras went dark overnight. We investigated what happened and how to prevent it happening again. So, again, Laxalt is ahead in Nevada on Election Day, after Election Day, all the way up till two nights ago when the cameras at Washoe County went dark. Cameras go dark at vote counting facility in Key, Nevada County. Cameras at the office counting facility in Nevada, still counting midterm election votes, stopped broadcasting overnight on November 10th. And that was Washoe County. Okay, so what happened while the cameras were off? The Democrat took the lead. Now, I'll be very interested to see what Mike Lindell's people noticed as far as what happened in Washoe County while the cameras went black. Of course, the security officials are saying, no foul play, nothing to see here. Nobody went in or out of the building, nothing to see. We know it, even though the cameras were off. We know what happened. Everything's fair. Everything's above board here. Everything's fine. Just like the cameras in Jeffrey Epstein's cell and his client's cell, they killed themselves. Don't worry about the security cameras. Nothing to see here. Ah. And then what happens that night? Tonight's ballots from Washoe County pushed Democrat Cisco Aguilar into a lead over GOP Secretary of State candidate Jim Marchant, which will hold if Finchem loses Arizona. Every American First Secretary of State candidate will have lost. Finchem still coming back from behind in Arizona, but in Washoe County, where the Republican for Secretary of State was ahead and where the candidate for the Senate was ahead, Washoe County cameras go dark. Next thing you know, boop, lights pop back on and the Democrats in the lead. Nothing to see here. Nothing. Now, where is Mitch McConnell on the issue? Where is Kevin McCarthy on the issue? Where is Ronna McDaniel on the issue? I don't know. They're probably spreading gossip in D.C. They're probably texting their friends in the mainstream media, telling them to run hit pieces on Trump and probably trying to get Ron DeSantis to go along with all of it, to which I think Ron DeSantis is pretty much just rising above all of it and just doing a job that he's been doing well in Florida, being the governor. But we'll get back to that. Carrie Lake still believes that she can win. Here's Lou Dobbs on the issue. The great Lou Dobbs. I admire Carrie's calm, her leadership, and she'll make a great governor, but we're watching outright corruption in Maricopa County, and I haven't seen anyone in Arizona acknowledge that this is just a local chapter of the corrupt national Marxist Democrats. But again, it's not just the media in Arizona, which some of them are probably covering the problems here. You have to ask, where is the Republican Party? Where is the Republican leadership? So again, Lake's campaign still confident that she's going to win governor. And, you know, I'm not going to buy into all the hype that's coming out about this, or they think these numbers are coming in, or they've caught this or that. I'm of the show me the results before I get too hype about anything. Blake Masters also believes that he's still got a chance to win. We are seeing that the last few big pro-Democrat drops, soon they'll run out, and then there are hundreds of thousands of pro-Republican ballots to count. We will overtake them and win. Now, folks, I got to tell you, obviously I'm not boots on the ground in Arizona, and you've seen the election coverage that I've been doing. I just don't see the numbers that the Lake and the Masters campaign are talking about. I just don't see them happening. I do think there's a shot. I mean, you can look at the numbers and you can play the margins and you can say, okay, yeah, there's a shot if you can come back at a certain rate. But some of the stuff coming out of Arizona is just absurd. Like, they're claiming they haven't even counted day of vote ballots. They're claiming there's like 500,000 votes just sitting in a warehouse waiting to be counted. I mean, it's complete madness. It's complete insanity. Whatever the truth is, it's all absurd. The entire election in Arizona, no matter who wins, is going to be in question. And it couldn't be more obvious that whatever's going on in Maricopa County is not above board. And it should be all parties and the entire media calling this out. And the fact no one will is extremely concerning.
It's November 2022, and that means our historic biggest sale of the year is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on our best-selling products when you use promo code 1776 or 1776 at checkout. Finally, back in stock, our super high-quality, organic-based multivitamin. Back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, incredible. Back in stock, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. The Vitamin C Zinc, again, organic vitamin C, 1100% with the rose hips and zinc. This is the Linus Pauling formula. You want it, InfoWarsStore.com, and the list goes on and on. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Super Mel Vitality, Physi Magnesium, all of it from 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. You're insane. With all the stuff going on in this world, if you don't boost your immune system, plus it keeps us on air, a win-win.
And so I went ahead and pulled up the video from 4 days ago of Klaus Schwab giving his address to the World Government Summit. And no joke, this movie from 1981 parallels Klaus Schwab's speech almost word for word.
History is truly at a turning point.
Since our last meeting, we've made tremendous progress.
That global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
The energy crisis here in the United States was exceptionally successful worldwide, and we expect similar success with our upcoming food shortage. Our labor leaders have made great progress by causing confusion and work stoppages in all areas of the world.
In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever.
Politically, the public has lost total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility.
What is also needed is a summit like this one to go beyond crisis management and to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
So I would like to thank each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication to our cause. In reviewing this year's progress, let me say that we have been highly effective in conditioning the people's minds to accept our solution to the world's problems.
A little bit uncanny there. I mean, especially the part where literally they list in the same order the same things that are happening: the food, the energy, and the supply chain. Of course, when you look at what's actually happened to the energy, food, and supply chain in this world, you can see that they've all been destroyed. They've all been collapsed, all on purpose, by the decisions of people made at the World Economic Forum.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So while the Republican Party should be focusing on Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, instead, they're focused on a power struggle with Donald Trump. And the rapidity, if you will, of this happening immediately after the midterm election shows you that this is what the Republicans have been focused on for these years. So when we've been putting out the sonar beacon, looking for leadership from McConnell, looking for leadership from McCarthy, looking for leadership from McDaniel, well, now we know where they were. They were behind the scenes running the anti-Trump, get Trump, never Trump establishment GOP uniparty agenda and ignoring the upcoming midterms. And so they got trounced in Pennsylvania. They got trounced in Michigan. They got trounced overall because most people expected Republicans to have a clear margin, a clear majority in the House. It looks like it's going to be thin. And they expected Republicans to easily at least take the Senate, and that hangs in the balance yet today. And still, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel are missing from the picture. Letting Arizona go, letting Nevada go, letting Georgia go. The Warnock campaign has already spent more than $50 million in Georgia. They already have boots on the ground. They're already promoting early voting. And as far as Herschel Walker is concerned, he's got Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, and Fox News. And that's pretty much it. Nothing from the Republican Party. And I did notice something else that might be worth mentioning. And of course this is going on, but I was stunned today when I'm scrolling through a Twitter news feed and 3, 4, 5 Raphael Warnock tweets show up, not following Raphael Warnock. And then I'm thinking, is Herschel Walker banned? Because I don't see any Herschel Walker content. What's going on? Is he just not active? And then I go search Herschel Walker's account, which I was following, and he is active. And there's all kinds of stuff there. And it never makes my news feed. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if Elon Musk will be investigating that, as well as the other nonsense that's going on at Twitter right now, but I'll get into that later. So, okay. The control of the Senate hangs in the balance in Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, and McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel are missing because they're so focused on getting Trump out, which they've obviously been thinking about for 6 years. And that's why the Republican Party, stronger than it's ever been as a populist movement, has barely been able to get anything done because of McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel now. So it all comes out immediately. And you've got the establishment GOP media also who were waiting in the wings for that gate to open so they could run out against Trump. The New York Post, Trump now raging against Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, bizarrely says his name sounds Chinese. Yeah, Trump not doing himself any favors on his Truth Social account. And so I'm either left to assume that this is Trump destroying himself, or this is Trump actually smarter than we think, basically kind of throwing his first big haymakers now, causing a big fuss and rebel rousing now, so that when the serious time comes for election time, this is all kind of out of the way. And this is also Trump kind of running back into the room like a raging bull, just swinging his fist blindly, saying, all right, who wants to fight me for the nomination? Seeing if DeSantis, Youngkin, and others might back off. But there is no doubt, whatever was going on with Trump, there is no doubt the establishment is out to get him again. It feels like 2015 all over again. Trump voters are done with ex-president. He needs to disappear. Well, let me just be clear on something. I'm not going to call never Trumpers, and I'm not going to call people that wrote major syndicated columns leading up to the presidential election about trying to stop Trump and how bad Trump was. And then as soon as the primaries were over, started, dry humping Trump politically. I'm not calling them Trump voters because in this context, that is not fair or accurate. They were the original never Trumpers that hopped on the Trump bandwagon when it was popular and they saw the speed it had. And now that they see it's not on the tracks, they're back off. Oh, but those are Trump voters, they say, who wants Trump to disappear. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears says it's time to move on from Trump. Boy, you hate to see that. And so obviously the infighting is building. So is this Trump just getting this out of the way now? Or is this Trump taking the bait and buying into it? The Hill, Trump is the past. DeSantis is the future. So there you go. That's what the Republican leadership has been focused on. That's what the establishment media has been focused on. Not winning the midterm elections, but finding out how to get Trump out of the picture afterwards. And so we'll have the Trump-DeSantis debate. You know where I stand on it. I'm not going to go too much further on that today. The real change of the guard that needs to happen is with the Republican leadership. And it appears, though, Matt Gaetz has now really made his pitch to be the next Speaker of the House. Here he was. Here was a public statement from him this morning. Kevin McCarthy defended Liz Cheney when Dan Bishop first sought her ouster, told GOP leadership Trump should resign after January 6th. Kevin is flight over fight when the chips are down. He is not Speaker for these times. Matt Gaetz coming hot and heavy with the sauce towards Kevin McCarthy. But he's right. He's right. And, you know, I thought about who would be the best Speaker of the House. And I will tell you my opinion is I'd like to see Marjorie Taylor Greene, but for all the wrong reasons. Because if it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, the panic and the vitriol and just the insanity of the left would be so crazy. And I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not going to sit up there and try to censor her speech to try to please anybody. She's going to tell it like it is because she believes in the truth over all else. But that doesn't really, not everybody likes that approach. And I think there are people that don't necessarily like Marjorie Taylor Greene that vote Republican. I think Matt Gaetz is closer to the center and closer to where a more effective messaging needs to be right now without the media attacks that we would have if it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. But it looks like Matt Gaetz wouldn't be making statements like this unless he knew he had people behind him. And so it looks like Matt Gaetz officially is making his move, probably with a little bit of support behind him to become the next Speaker of the House. I would support that. So there you go, folks. That's what's going on. And then, you know, I've got some other stuff here too, like some numbers out of New York, and it's just ridiculous because there has been a massive change of the guard of New York State's politics, even in New York City to an extent, but there's so much Democrat voter fraud and or just overwhelming Democrat support in New York City that no matter how big of a shift that the state goes towards the right, no matter how big of a shift the state goes Republicans, New York City continues to dominate the rest of the state's policies. It's ridiculous. And then some really strange numbers out of Georgia that once again, you sit here and scratch your head and say, how did Republicans blow this one?
What does it mean when you read that a vitamin or a mineral is essential? Well, it means that without it, you die. Without water, you die on average in about 5 days. Without food, you die on average in about a month. But what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the trace elements and the energy that your body needs to not just survive, but thrive. And in this insane environment today, it is now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. A very high quality, organic-based multivitamin. It's massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids, everything you need. It's an incredible best-selling product. It's back in stock, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is 40 to 60% off when you use promo code 1776. The lowest discount is 40%. A lot of the discounts are 50%. But when you add the additional 1776 promo code, up to 60% on many of these items. So again, whether it's Fizzy Magnesium, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, All of these products are now in stock, ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation and keep us on air. You've seen the enemy attacks. You've seen their attempts to shut us down. They are obsessed with this because InfoWars is effectively exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to support your body's natural defenses, a 361 situation, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and using promo code 1776 for up to 60% off. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Now take action.
Why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? In France, they can count all the paper ballots and they're done in a day. Why can't we do this here? The answer is fraud and corruption. If we don't fix the system, it doesn't matter whether the Republican nominee is Donald Trump or Governor DeSanctimonious. They're going to deny us Michigan. They're going to deny us Pennsylvania. They're going to deny us Arizona. And I can't come to 270 electoral votes without any of those states where I believe there is an America first majority in every single one of them. So we need to keep fighting for reform of the system. Tucker Carlson said this better last night than anything else. Communications are the reason why we didn't well. That's why InfoWars.com is so damn important. That's why they're so desperate to take you off the air, Alex. People need to get behind InfoWars. This alternative media that we work so hard to bring you is vitally important. We need more of this communications, not less.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. Band.video. .video.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room. Watch the live stream at band.video.
How do you expect us to trust when you lie about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? You essentially genocided the Iraqi people. And you covered up war crimes in Afghanistan, sir. Why did you celebrate the arrest of Julian Assange? Why do you think that's acceptable, sir? Is celebrating war crimes acceptable? Don't touch me, sir. Why did you cover up another
example of First Amendment work.
I'm being detained because I asked John Bolton a question on why he wanted to cover up war crimes in Afghanistan.
Masterfully done by Taylor Hansen right there. You see it. And I want to get the rest of the story from Taylor right now. I'm not sure what I want to ask you first. The response from the crowd was kind of shocking. I guess they like war too, or perhaps... I guess I should start with, they removed you from the facility, they put you in cuffs. Is that where the tyranny ended, or did they detain you again after that?
So I actually was released after I was originally detained. They made sure, you know, they radioed to the, they actually had snipers on the roof because of Bolton's presence there that day. So they radioed to the snipers. That was interesting to me. You know, they said they had to radio to their guys up top to let me go. Then they walked me to the parking garage where I was parked, and they ultimately let me go and cited me with a criminal trespass.
Wow, there you are with the Walrus War mustache. Right there it was. Was that before the the speaking event started?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's no way he would have taken a picture with me afterwards.
I mean, to his credit,
he did like to take pictures with him prior, just so I can troll him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he did give you a shout out on your perfect execution of the First Amendment. But I hear the reaction of the room. Who is in this room? I mean, what type of event was this where people are upset with you for calling out war?
So it was a, you know, an alleged conservative policy institute, essentially. And, you know, I wasn't very familiar with this group when I originally saw it. You know, the listing on Eventbrite, that's how I really discovered this event. But really, it was just a bunch of neocons. I mean, I thought these people had essentially gone extinct. I mean, a good majority of them were boomers. And, you know, I was really surprised when I first initially sat down, there was two FBI agents just hanging out at the table with me. So that kind of gives you a little bit of an insight on the type of people attending this event.
You know, it's hard for the left and the right to come together on anything these days. But one that I've seen from the grassroots and the anti-establishment left and right is the stance of being against war. I have seen the videos where AOC, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, other Democrats are getting protested in a similar fashion because of what they're doing in Ukraine right now and adding to those wars. I'm amazed, though, that it seems that now the anti-establishment right and the anti-establishment left are having to go after their own people, because you didn't see any leftist protesters there at Bolton's event. It was just you.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, it really is surprising to me. I mean, this is something we should all be able to agree on. I mean, I miss when protests were actually protests and not just riots over race issues and social issues. Is there should be huge anti-war movements in the streets right now. But instead, you have these people bickering back and forth on, I mean, honestly, unimportant policies that aren't going to really change anything other than culturally.
Now, how much of the event there was about what's going on in Ukraine and kind of building up that narrative and more drumming up more support for that and funding for that versus just, wow, we admire John Bolton's war mustache?
Yeah, so, I mean, not very much of it, to say the least. I mean, that was the excuse of the event being put on, and that's why I was interested in it, is because, I mean, if you're going to, you know, talk about national security, you probably shouldn't hear it from John Bolton, considering, you know, all of his allegations. I mean, lying about WMDs in Iraq, covering up war crimes in Afghanistan. That's not really the guy that I want in charge of our national security. So they really just used this event. I mean, it was a huge fundraising event. I would call it a money laundering event. We know this is how these people operate. I mean, but just a bunch of neocons getting together to really BS back and forth about Russia and, you know, the dangers of Russia and how we need to go and restore democracy to Ukraine. I mean, that's really what this whole event was framed around. So, I mean, the old dogs are still using the exact same bone they were in, you know, back in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's always about restoring democracy to these places when, in all honesty, we know that, you know, they just want to essentially turn Ukraine into the new Afghanistan so they can endlessly launder money with no consequences.
Was there any other media there, or did anybody want to follow up with you after your removal?
No, of course not. I mean, you know, real media is not interested in, I would say real media, legacy media, at least. They're not interested in these kind of events. I mean, they're all on the same side. They're all warmongers. I mean, they all benefit from the military-industrial complex. I mean, we've seen, you know, in the past with the Iraq war, it was the media that threw us into this. I mean, time and time again, it's always the media that are accelerationists on this. So, you know, it's kind of embarrassing that, you know, me as an independent journalist, a 22-year-old, has to go and buy two tickets to this event just so I can actually ask John Bolton the questions that real media should be asking him.
Well, you know, it is Veterans Day today. That just happened yesterday. Some people might get confused thinking some of the things you stand for would be against the veterans. I know that's not the case at all. How would you clarify when you protest these deep state wars? How would you clarify this as not being against veterans at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way you have to put it, I mean, I love veterans. You know, I have a long list of family members that, you know, all serve, whether it's Marine Corps, Navy, I mean, the whole nine yards. But this isn't about the veterans. You know, I truly thank and I love the veterans and everything that they do and stand for, but they've been duped more than anybody, and they should be more angry at these kind of warmonger types, you know, than us civilians should. I mean, they are the ones that are essentially being used as blood libel. I mean, they're being sent over to these countries under the guise of restoring democracy, restoring freedom, and defending our homeland, when in reality, you know, they're sending Americans over to essentially die and to be scarred. And then when they come back home, we don't want to take care of them anymore. I mean, so it's absolutely, you know, I'm as pro-veteran as you can get, but I don't think there's a more egregious crime than sending, you know, your own Americans, your own sons and daughters over to a country that we're not supposed to be in the first place to die for something that's built off of a lie.
Yeah, and of course, it was Bolton who was right there. He was promoting these wars. He was there for the Bush years promoting these wars. They lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. Millions died. You brought up the Julian Assange issue. Talk about that a little more, as Julian Assange's fate is still obviously up in the air. Despite calls for him to be released or pardoned or anything, it doesn't seem to make much waves in the mainstream media. The liberals loved Julian Assange when he was calling out Bush's war crimes. Now, all of a sudden, they don't want to talk about him after he hurt Hillary Clinton exposing the DNC during the 2016 presidential election. What do you make of the situation Julian Assange is in right now, and why don't you think more media are talking about it?
I mean, Julian Assange and the situation that him and his family are going through should by easily be the most reported thing, I mean, all throughout media on both sides, whether it's left wing, right wing, independent, or in the middle. I mean, what's going on with Julian Assange is you essentially have the whole industrial military complex and media complex peddling directly against him because he decided to go against the narrative. He decided to release war crimes. And yeah, like you said, it was all great. The Democrats loved it. And even mainstream media loved Assange when he was releasing things on, you know, the George W. Bush war crimes. But now that he, you know, really came in and what they like to say is interfered with the 2016 election, even though we see that he has absolutely no loyalties to either side, is they really just shove him under the rug and they don't really care to talk about him, which is, you know, a little bit of a problem here in America where you're supposed to be able to commit a journalism, I should say. I mean, but you can't even release it. It's not like he fabricated anything. And they like to say that, you know, he put American troops in danger, but that really wasn't the case at all, is we shouldn't have been over there committing war crimes.
John Bolton is the one that put troops in danger.
Oh, absolutely. And the best way to put this is journalism is not a crime. Exposing war crimes is not a crime. Real journalists expose war crimes.
Yeah, and Julian Assange was obviously a real journalist, put his life on the line. Others within WikiLeaks did as well. Some believe Seth Rich is one of them. Taylor Hansen is with me. I want to get his take on some of this election news on the other side, see what he's been following, what trends he's been noticing, and where he stands on the current issues. And we'll do that on the other side of this short break on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying the globalists for more than 30 years, and I have tracked the fact they're obsessed with keeping the general population of the planet, particularly America, from producing our own free market solutions and ideas. They want monopolies over the economy. And we saw that in the last 3 years. Blocking therapeutics, blocking scientists and researchers that expose the truth about COVID and its origins or its treatment. And there have been so many great telephonic sites and organizations and groups that popped up with the therapeutics that saved potentially millions of lives, bare minimum, hundreds of thousands. But now, the platinum standard of medical doctor researcher, Dr. Peter McCullough, working with other top doctors from around, not just the U.S., but Canada and around the world, have come up with OnlineHealthNow.com, the wellness company, so that it's a one-stop shop. So when they take over Big Pharma, when Big Pharma takes over local medicine, the answer is going to doctors, going to organizations and groups that actually care about you and aren't working with the power structure. That's how free market works. And it's so important, believe me, my own life, my family's life, that I had Patriot doctors and telephonic medicine during the heat of the pandemic that saved members of my family's life. And I felt like I was dying, I think saved my life. But now the platinum standard of this under Peter McCullough is heading up a major organization to bring this revolution to the general public. So this is a revolutionary act, ladies and gentlemen, taking control of your health freedom today at OnlineHealthNow.com with the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough, spend a few minutes telling us about this revolutionary action.
Alex, thanks for introducing the most positive development we've seen now in decades. For the last 3 years, we've had a continuance of fear in dark news day by day by day. It's so wonderful to bring you a positive solution, the Wellness Company. We have tremendous physician leadership, wonderful e-commerce support staff, have a website that is second to none, a cell phone app, and it's up and running. This alternative healthcare system has uncensored content, virtual appointments with doctors, other healthcare providers, and integrates with community pharmacies, your local laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging companies, treatment packages, real expertise in acute and post-COVID syndrome, vaccine injury syndromes, all your usual primary care needs, certainly handling prescription needs on demand, and then has holistic products in an online store, including nutraceuticals and supplements, all in one package, The Wellness Company, for a low monthly price. Each and every one of you are invited to join this nationwide platform and get assistance when you really need it. Let's never have a situation with COVID-19 like we had where people could not get access to care. I'm so proud to be a part of this new venture.
This is exactly what we need, so we're not sucker punched when they try the next viral release out of one of their labs. OnlineHealthNow.com, OnlineHealthNow.com. I had dozens of other great telephonic groups and organizations on that did a great job in the last 3 years. But now you guys are creating an umbrella group, bringing everybody together and taking it to the next level. Everybody should bookmark it. You should call. You should sign up today. Because not just the prescriptions, not just the meetings, not just the diagnostics, not just meeting with the doctors and others, but the amount of free information and the studies and the reports and the facts and the information is a brain trust, now more important than ever with all the big tech censorship we're seeing over our health. OnlineHealthNow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Taylor Hansen is with us. We got him on to talk about his perfectly executed First Amendment at the War Mustache Bolton event. And Taylor, I said I wanted to get in some election news here, and so I don't know if you've got some of that prepared, but I kind of want to actually go in a different direction with you and either get into some of the Twitter censorship news, or I'd like to ask you this first because it ties into the election. This was a big story heading into the midterms. Abortion is the top issue for Democrats headed into the midterms, according to polls. And a lot of Democrats actually did put abortion at the top of their list. I think these were mostly young people, though, obviously women that vote Democrat more so than any other demographic or gender, rather, considering all of them, women vote Democrat the most, except maybe women to men or men to women, but that's a separate issue. But I see this, and this is mostly a young girl's issue. They've deceived these young girls into thinking that abortion needs to be at the top of their mind all the time. The great irony here, of course, is that abortion affects maybe 1% of 1% of women in this country. So it's a small fraction of people that are actually affected by abortion laws, whatever you think of them, and that's the truth. We're all affected by inflation. We're all affected by the energy crisis. We're all affected by the open border. Very little of us will ever be affected by the abortion laws, but I see it's in the young people. And so I ask you this, you still represent young people, though you've come of age yourself. I'm concerned when I see these young people, 22 years old, around your age, and they're just so dyed-in-the-wool liberal, obviously from the years of propaganda. And I think back and I'm thinking, if they've been paying attention since high school, 2016, now they're in college, you know, now they're voting for the first time, I can't even imagine all the propaganda, all the brainwashing that they've had to endure that I really don't even think I could relate to, quite frankly. Beyond just the politics of it, the race baiting, the 39,000 genders, everything. Do you think it's so bad that they're not ever going to wake up? Where, I mean, I had a period of time before I was 20, or maybe when I was 20, that I had a bunch of liberal ideology and beliefs. They all go away. That seems to be a current trend. When you're young, you're stupid. When you come of age and you gain wisdom and experience, you rarely are a liberal anymore. So, do you think, though, that that's changed? Are the youth so propagandized now that there is no shaking them out of it? This has become their new religion? What do you think about that, and how did you escape it?
I mean, you put it, I mean, perfectly well, Owen, is, you know, when you're young, you tend to be a liberal, and as you grow older and become more mature, you start leaning more conservative. And, you know, right out of high school, I mean, I was pro-abortion. I was about as liberal as you can get. And then I was exposed to, you know, the right group of people. And that's really all it took to really get me on the right path and change my mind. But they have been radicalized and essentially propagandized to the point where it's, you're almost to the point of no return. But if you look at the demographics, is it's primarily, you know, a voting issue amongst, you know, white young women. That's really where it's at. But and then you when you have the really the transition on the social issues, when liberals, especially women, become conservatives is once they're married. So, you know, in my opinion, the solution to all of this is, you know, someone needs to marry these women. Someone needs to.
You're going to marry the 300 pound hog with the purple hair outside of the Capitol.
Personally,
you're going to take that burden, huh?
Someone's got to be a team player out here.
Huh? You're going to wife up one of these ones right there. Take one for the team.
But that is where you see the real big transition is once these women become married, then they stop really caring about, you know, abortion or social issues. It starts to be more about rationality and inflation, and they start to really convert to conservatism. And I would call it, I mean, common sense at this point. And, you know, eventually we will get to the point of where, you know, I mean, abortion the next 5 to 10 years, I'd say, is going to be a really, really hard driving factor for Gen Z, which sadly I am a part of. I mean, I make no claim to these people. I have no relation to them. But what really needs to happen is they just need to grow up and they need to be exposed to real media. They need to be exposed to the horrors of abortion and what abortion really is. I mean, these people, they essentially have a hard on, so to say, to a worshiping and sacrificing babies to Moloch, which we really need to kind of turn the trajectory of the country. So we just, I mean, we need to get rid of it. There's really no other way to say it. But I do think, you know, eventually as the years go on, we need to just keep hammering and hammering and hammering on about abortion. But the GOP especially needs to take a new approach to it. Is, you know, I'm severely pro-life. I'm about as pro-life as you can get. I don't even think there should be exceptions in rape or incest. I mean, I don't believe abortion should be a thing at all. And I mean, the winning tactic really here is it seems like the GOP wants to start loosening up restrictions. They want to go to, you know, DeSantis's 15-week abortion ban. So and then you can kind of pander to these left wingers. But I'm a little bit conflicted on that because we know what the true root of abortion is. And, you know, these people are essentially worshiping the devil and they'd have no idea.
Well, and two, to get back to the issue of the liberal women, because here's the phenomenon I see. I don't really think that Gen Z boys or Gen Z men are necessarily liberal. I think the phenomenon here is that they've deceived the women into being such hardcore liberals that you know when you're young and you're a boy, you pretty much do whatever you think women like you to do. And even if that's stupid stuff at times, or even stuff that might not even be accurate. But I mean, I remember it even starts in grade school. I remember when the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC were popular, all the guys wanted to dress like them and wear the necklaces and do the hair like them. I mean, it's what happens when you're young. So I don't even think that these boys, the Gen Z men, are necessarily liberal. I think that they're more doing this because it's the women that are so liberal, mm-hmm. and they think I have to be liberal if I want to have a chance to be with a woman. Do you agree that that's the phenomenon happening here?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Owen. I mean, and the way that these, you know, young men, what we really need to do is we need to install traditional values into these young men and we need to raise them up the right way. We need to expose them to the right kind of content and to the right kind of media so they can actually be dominant men. I mean, they should be helping these women craft their ideologies and helping them stray away from the wrong path. But I mean, it's almost the opposite. Like you said, is the phenomenon is these women, you know, all these men, they want to cater to these women. And I do notice that with the men that are, you know, pro-abortion, the only reason they're pro-abortion is because they want to be able to have sex with no consequences.
They'll even admit that in interviews now. They don't mm-hmm. even hide it.
Oh, no, yeah. And they talk about, you know, it's the popular issue, so that's what they're going to go with. But, I mean, I call Gen Z the participation trophy generation. Is they expect everything handed to them. I mean, that's why we're so sensitive. That's why they're into, you know, very social issues because they've been propagandized to the point. I mean, this is, you know, the, you could say, Hitler youth, so to say, of our generation, of our country. Is if you can capture one generation, then you can change the entire demographics or you can change the entire ideals of a whole country.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what I'm starting to kind of have sink in now, is that the first time voters and the people that are coming up through college right now, they really have been propagandized and indoctrinated in ways that I certainly did not have to go through, but I've seen, I've experienced, I've witnessed just following it as an observer. And I'm just so concerned thinking, wow, We're talking about people, as soon as they start to really think about things, you know, start to come of age, you know, hit puberty, start to learn, question, maybe go into things that they're starting to be interested in. And I mean, we're talking about 13, 14 year olds, just as soon as they start to build their own minds, are just immediately just walloped with the propaganda, just walloped with the indoctrination and all of it. Abortion is great. Everything's about race. You know, everybody I disagree with is a fascist. And so they are now getting to the age where they can vote. And I'm just wondering, are they in so deep? Are they so brainwashed that the phenomenon of once you get into your upper 20s and into your 30s, you lose the whole liberal ideology, you lose the whole leftist ideology? Or has it been so ingrained deeply into their consciousness now that they're not going to lose it? And now we're about to be dominated by these brainwashed fools.
I think we are close to the point of where, you know, the corrupt ideology and essentially the demonic ideology is going to be ingrained in them to the point of almost no return. I mean, but truly, I don't believe, you know, these people, granted, they are, you know, our enemies. I mean, but they are not the ones doing this to themselves. There is, you know, a much larger forces doing this to them. So we really need to get a hold on these larger forces and really just essentially put a halt on it, or at least hit the brakes on it. I mean, I don't think anyone is essentially too far gone, but I really do think we need to pray for our enemies. I mean, we need to pray for these people, because they're about to hit the tipping point of, you know, where they can come back to rationale and the reality of the universe, or they can just continue and live in their la-la land.
Yeah, it really is reaching that point. And again, these people vote. That's what the scariest thing is, if not the fact that
their vote matters just as much as yours. And that's terrifying.
I'm not sure what's more terrifying, the fact that they vote or the fact that they're driving on the roads next to you. I don't know. Both terrify me. Taylor Hansen, you're doing great work. You're an inspiration to the youth. Where can people follow your work?
You guys can all find me at TaylorUSA on Twitter. That's where I primarily post all of my stuff. It is TaylorUSA. And I just want to say, Owen, I mean, the kind of work that I've really been getting into, the confrontational stuff recently, I mean, I owe it to you, truly. I mean, I grew up watching you. I mean, you were really the person to revolutionize, you know, confronting people and getting in these people's faces.
Well, my friend, you have the baton now. You have the torch now, my friend. Pay it forward. That means so much to me, Taylor. Thank you so much. Folks, special report coming. Then I get into what to expect in 2024.
For more than a decade, every November, InfoWars launches its biggest sale of the year. 40 to 60% off across the board at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. And one of our best-selling products sold out for months is finally back in stock. This is an incredibly high-quality, organic-based multivitamin that supercharges your body, your stamina, particularly your immune system. It's very important to take a high-quality multivitamin. This is one of the best you'll be able to find. It's organic-based, and it funds InfoWars. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code 1776 and get a massive discount on our best-selling multivitamin. Then there's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, everything you need. Again, all these products are 40 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com when you take advantage of the promo code 1776. Also, double Patriot points, meaning not 5% off on your next order, but 10% off on your next order. Again, this is always our biggest sale of the year. You can do your Christmas shopping now, not battle the lines, and know that you've gotten amazing products to empower yourself, your family, your friends, immune systems, and overall health, while keeping the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation, and the InfoWars family on air. So, across the board, ladies and gentlemen, up to 60% off when you use the promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beats Complete, Alpha Power, Immune Support, Knockout Sleep Support, Ultimate Krill Oil, finally back in stock, Super Male and Female Vitality, Organic Greens Fibers, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Fizzy Magnesium, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin C Plus Zinc, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.